stopping smoking. Now, theoretically, there are quite a few drugs that have the potential to interact. But for most patients, most of the time, from a mental health perspective, it's not an issue. The only one drug to be concerned about is a drug called clozapine. And the reason clozapine
like the editing on that bit.
Is a particular concern is that
lots of the interviews I've experimented with how to best accentuate what moments with close-ups or pulling back when they were given more and the factual information, but this speaker was he was at a smoking cessation for people with emerging psychosis like conference that we went to. He just had this amazing energy and I just really wanted to get the close-ups in on the points where he was, I don't know, seemed most excited about.
If we stop smoking,
he's a really engaging speaker, isn't he?
The activity of that enzyme reduces.
Right, let's walk outside and we can have a chat.
Breaking clozapine down as rapidly.
So I'm here with Joe Golden, and we're at the World Mental Health Day in York conference, and this is a kind of 360 media experience. Joe, yes. Tell us all about this.
So this is basically four walls. Each wall has its own viewing screen, if you will. One of them is video footage, interviews that I've conducted over the past 3 or 4 months or so for the Closing the Gap project. The other walls exhibit infographics, and another one is just logos for the participants and the funders who are involved with some of the projects we've been doing. So it's quite an immersive experience, I'd say. It's lots of sound, lots of things to look at visually. It's very, it's quite captivating, I'd like to think.
Yeah, it's not the sort of thing you're used to seeing at a mental health conference. It's
no.
Like a festival thing or a kind of arts-based thing.
So yeah, yeah.
How did you, what was the kind of thinking behind putting this on?
For me, I always find there never seems to be that kind of professional cutting-edge quality to lots of media, photography, graphics, video footage surrounding mental health. I think that a lot of that comes down to a lot of funding as well. So I work in the mental health and addictions health sciences at York University. My background is in film and photography. The opportunity came to use this space because we're having World Mental Health Day here at the Ron Cook Hub at the University of York. And I really wanted to try something new, and I really wanted to give something that I hadn't tried a shot, given a go at before as well, which was the 360 cinema. So, yeah.
So I'm really interested in what you think about how this kind of way of communicating information is different and could work better than other ways. You know, thinking about mental health clinicians, for example, the way that they consume information to inform their practice is generally pretty dull publications. If they're lucky, something interactive on Twitter, maybe a podcast from time to time.
Absolutely.
But this kind of immersive experience, give us your ideas about how that can help influence those sorts of decision making.
I think creativity as a whole can be introduced into more mental health interventions. That could be photography, film, it could be theatre, anything like that. Anything which I think is more engaging and is innovative and new approaches, I think. 360 cinema is engaging for all people, not just people with severe mental illnesses or people interested in the research, but people who just have a general interest in finding out what kind of research we've been doing, complete outsiders. It's engaging. Rather than keeping research on the paper or on a shelf, it's visualising it. It's transcribing it into something that is accessible for everybody. And I think that visual representation is much needed. I think that's what's going to get people more interested in mental health research.
Yeah, it works in a different part of your brain, doesn't it? And I suppose a lot of people think visually and they take in information visually, and so if you're watching a set of fairly boring presentations, we haven't had those today, by the way, but if you are, you know, lots of text on the slides, lots of statistics, that doesn't necessarily communicate to them. What's the one thing in terms of the information content you're trying to kind of convey with this, which is quite a sort of long experience, I guess,
if you
stay for the whole thing?
So I think there's lots of different content on this, which I think is probably which keeps you engaged with it. there is people with lived experience, interviews with them. There's mental health professionals in there. There are carers. There are animations from smoking cessation studies. It's very diverse. And I think that's the kind of approach I wanted to go with it. I didn't want it to just be on one track. I wanted it to explore all the research that we've been doing in the department, which I think works really well with it.
And how are you looking to make this available? Is this something that people can maybe access online in some way?
The individual interviews are available online. They're with the ones that I have conducted are on the Closing the Gap Network YouTube channel.